This is Brenda Brim Kruko, and this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And I'm speaking on the temple of God. And you can see the plan of God, God's plans and purpose of getting his presence to man by his temples and each dispensation. So we know right now we are in the dispensation of grace, the church age. We are temples of God. We are born of the Spirit. We are not we're not temples that you can actually see, like you could see the tabernacle, Moses, or you can or you could see the Solomon's temple, the first temple, or Herod. Actually, Herod's temple. Well, he rebuilt Solomon's, helped rebuild it. They never had the Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory was escorted out before the Babylonian captivity. Then the temple was destroyed. Solomon's temple could not be destroyed until the Shekinah glory was escorted out. Once the Shekinah glory was escorted out, then the temple could be destroyed. Then we hear that Jesus was a temple. But what Jesus did with his blood, what he did, his death, resurrection, is he built a temple that he, the body of Christ. And it says Ephesians 2:20-22. It says, "You are built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone." Now, what is that chief cornerstone? Well, he told Peter that I'm going to build my church on this rock and the gates of hell will not prevail. He was making a proclamation to the devil. What was it? That you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We are a part of this structure. In Jesus, the whole structure is joined, bounded, welded together harmoniously, and it continues to grow into a holy temple in the Lord, a sanctuary dedicated, consecrated, and sacred to the presence of God. And then in verse 22, in him, you yourselves are being built up to a structure to form a dwelling place of God through the Spirit. Everything, you see that, a dwelling place of God through the Spirit. Everything the church does is through the Spirit. One of the people I like to read about, his name is Clarence Larkin. He says, "Here we see that as God's presence was manifested in the temple in the Shekinah glory, or Shekinah glory, so now in this dispensation where there is no visible temple in Jerusalem, the church, since Pentecost, is the visual habitation of God on earth and where he manifests himself through the Spirit." One of the songs that I grew up with is, know ye not that you are the temple. Know ye not you are the temple. Know ye not you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, filled with love, power, and glory. Filled with love, power, and glory. Filled with love, power, and glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that just puts it in a nutshell who you are. John G. Lake would say, "When I go in these suit of clothes, God goes." And he would say that every day in the mirror. And he was the one, if you heard Mom talk about the bubonic plague germs, would die in his hands. And they said, "What is that?" And he says, "That is the law of life in Christ Jesus, who set me free from the law of sin and death." What does he mean? He means the glory, the Shekinah glory as temples. What makes a temple special? The presence of God. Note, it's the presence of God that makes a temple. You can have a temple, but if you don't have the presence of God, if you don't have the Shekinah glory, it's just a building. But if you have the presence of God, then you become a temple. And that's what Jesus did for us on the day of Pentecost. The church was born on the day of Pentecost. And on that day, the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully arrived, the Holy Ghost came. When I was doing this study, I had a revelation of the day of Pentecost like I've never had. You know, it was like a knowing in my spirit of an awe that I never had before. Because, you know, I was studying the tabernacle and I saw where there's chapter after chapter of how Moses had to do the tabernacle. And they had to do it just right. And once they did all that, you know, lots and lots of detail. And once they did all that, then the glory of the Lord came. And the cloud, the glory of the Lord, God's presence, His Shekinah presence. And so the same way with Solomon's, when they were dedicating the temple, the same thing. There was such a waiting. They were one accord, singing hallelujah. Ki to ki le'olam hosto. For the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And they were praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And then the Shekinah glory. Of course, they had the sacrifice. And then the Shekinah glory, the presence of God came. And that is the highest honor. The presence of God came. So I saw this. You know, Jesus was the lamb slain. And because, you know, he was the fulfillment of Passover, the Passover lamb. And then you have 50 days later, or 7 weeks of seven, or 49s, on that 50th day, the week of, was the day of Pentecost, or Shavuot. And Jesus said that you have to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Wait until Pentecost has come, and wait for that. So you see a picture of the church. You see the church cleansed. You see the lamb. And then you see that the Holy Spirit is going to come and move into His temple. I saw it as, that's what I saw it as. I had that. I'm like, wow. They were just like those priests who were singing hallelujah, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. It says they were in one accord after that day happened. It had to be after Shavuot because, you know, as you understand, Mom says God works on calendars. He works with the calendar that He set up with Moses. Why? He's very orderly, and He works by seed and harvest, and His calendar is the calendar of seed and harvest. So we do have Shavuot, which is the festival of weeks, and I believe it's the wheat harvest. And that was the day that the Holy Spirit came in the upper room. It also was the very same day that the word was given to Moses. So the word of God and the Spirit of God was given on the day of Pentecost or Shavuot. So you see where God, the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, came and filled His church, or those 120 people, fully. They were born again, but He said, wait till you get the Shekinah glory corporately. That's how I see it. It was in my heart. It was like, oh, wow. And there was power there. He said, wait till you get it, for the power. The presence of God in us, when we become aware that we're a temple, and we start speaking as temples, as we start speaking that this glory is in us, as we're conscious of it, we will begin to walk in more power. We'll begin to talk with more power. Just by knowing this, like I said, John G. Lake, every morning he would get up and he would say, you see these suit of clothes? God's in these suit of clothes. I am a temple of God. Jesus was the builder of this temple. He is the one that built it, and He lives in us. We are His temple. We are the manifested Jesus in this earth. And when we walk, He walks. Glory to God. I've been thinking about these things, and I think, you know, of Jesus' role that He has. And His role, as we know, is the head of the church. And you know, in the book of Revelations, in chapter 3, verse 18, He talks to seven churches. He appears In his king role, when John saw him, he said, he had the stars and his head, and this is chapter 1, Revelation 1. And John saw him, and he said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. And then he said, as he said these things, he saw where he was, and he was in the middle of the seven candlesticks, clothed with a garment down to the foot and a girt about the paps with the golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet were like unto fine brass, and they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he said, and he laid his right hand upon me, and he said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of heaven, of hell, and of death." I think that's very interesting how he appeared to John. He appeared in his glory. He didn't appear, in the office of a priest, but he appeared in the office of his kingship, his glory. And I think it's very interesting where he was. He was in the middle of the seven candlesticks of the churches. Jesus, I read an author, and I can't remember which one it was, but he said Jesus is always in the middle of the churches. You know, he's very interested in the corporate church, in the individual churches. And where was Jesus in the church? He was in the Shekinah glory. That lampstand is actually like signifies the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in a church. The work, even churches have specific works God's called them to do. And the Shekinah, the glory that God has for that church. And he was in the middle of it. Anyway, we're going to pick that back up tomorrow. But we have a special offer this week. It's John G. Lake's book. And you can order it, Billy Brown Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. You can call 1-800-972-3447, or you can go online, billybrim.org. It's normally $18. It's $10 plus shipping and tax. We thank you for joining us, and shalom, shalom, blessings.